Dan Novak.
This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Mikhail Gorbachev, who ended the Cold War without bloodshed but failed to prevent the collapse of the Soviet Union, died on Tuesday at the age of 91, hospital officials in Moscow said. Gorbachev, the last Soviet president, forged arms reduction deals with the United States in partnerships with Western powers to remove the Iron Curtain that had divided Europe since World War II and bring about the reunification of Germany. But his broad internal reforms helped weaken the Soviet Union to the point where it fell apart, a moment that President Vladimir Putin has called the greatest geopolitical catastrophe of the 20th century. But Putin did express his deepest condolences, according to Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, as he told Interfax news agency. Ukraine's presidential office reported heavy fighting Tuesday in the Kherson region in southern Ukraine, an area occupied by Russian forces, where Ukraine says it has launched a counteroffensive to try to retake territory. Moscow acknowledged the offensive by Ukraine near the city of Kherson, but also said it had failed and that Ukrainians had suffered significant casualties. Anna Chernikova in Kyiv updates VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine.
What armed forces of Ukraine has confirmed as of now, that Ukrainian forces managed to destroy another pontoon crossing of the Russian forces across the Dnieper River in one of the areas of the Kherson region. Representative of the Ukrainian forces said that about 30 units of Russian military equipment was destroyed with this heat, and more than 80 Russian soldiers.